Nicely with Martin Bester.
Yeah, what a story. To tell us more, Justin Roderick on the line out of Four Ways, Johannesburg. Justin, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Are you good?
Yeah, good on yourself.
Lekker, man. Listen, what a beautiful story. And I'm so glad you shared that story. You must have shared the story just thinking, hey, maybe one or two people will read it. It'll be inspiring. And the next thing you know, it goes viral. The story is that you were on your way to school, right, with your two daughters?
Hello, sorry.
Sorry, the phone line broke away there. Justin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
That's better. That's better, man. That's better. We sorted that out. So,
awesome.
So I was saying you probably shared the story just thinking, hey, I just want to get it out there and tell this petrol attendant guy how grateful you are. And the next thing, South Africans just kept sharing and sharing because we just love this kind of story. It reminds us.
Yeah, I think it's something that exists in all our hearts. I think deep down inside, this is something that we want and need, you know, just a little bit more, just the awareness of Ubuntu and kindness and love. And I think that what I shared about how it impacted me, I've been going through so much in my life, lost everything. It's been like immense struggle, hardship. And here was this guy that just out of his own pockets, you know, who probably earns very little himself, gave me $100, filled up 5 liters of fuel. And man, it honestly, I drove back home that day with tears, but just with so much hope in my heart and just so much peace in my heart, you know, just like, hey, a stranger saw me as his brother, you know. And it just really, really moved me. I got home. It took me about 2 hours to write that post. Not because I don't know how to write, but because I was just sitting there, just moved by what, just sitting. I was praying the whole time. I was just moved, honestly. The whole time I wrote that, I had tears down, running down my cheek.
Well, I'm so glad you shared it because it moved the rest of us. While I just said to Felicity and Kola, we must never, ever believe what other people tell us about us.
Yeah.
We must believe ourselves. We must believe the simple stories like yours. You said you fell on hard times. It's been tough times. And that particular morning, you were just hoping that, you knew your car was empty, but sometimes we just trust it a little bit more. you just want a little bit more out of that tank. And then, of course, it didn't.
Exactly, yeah. So that's how it's been for a while. We weren't prepared. We lost everything in one moment. We weren't prepared for it's coming, and that's how it's been. We've just been putting in like a few, little bits of rands here and there, 50 rand, $100, and just praying that, because that's all we have, that we'll just get there, you know? And it didn't. And I think what I wrote came from a message of so much hardship and pain. And he has this brother that saw a brother in need. There's guys driving past, shooting. I'm standing on the road with two girls crying. No one stopped. Guys driving million rand cars. And he has this guy with little who earns hardly anything himself, and he gave out of the kindness of his heart. And I just think the message here is that if we all saw each other as brothers and sisters and had that perspective, really had that perspective and lived with that, this world would be a completely different place, man.
I can only imagine that moment. You're in the car, you're in the traffic, and now you become a hazard. And you become a bother. You become a bother to society. Because everyone's hooting, because they just want to get on to their days. And then you have to make that decision, I'm guessing. Now we have to walk to the garage.
Yeah, come girls.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and you have to leave the car there. I did manage to push it off to the side.
Okay.
And obviously, it's humiliating,
Oh, it's terrible.
And then guys are just shooting and they're angry and frustrated. Instead of just, that's what I'm saying. If we just had that thing of we all saw each other as family at the end of the day, because that's what it is.
No one wants to be in a situation like that. And your poor girls just wanted to get to school.
Yeah, exactly. And my oldest one, she had an outing and, as you've probably heard the story, she even gave me the 20 rand that I'd given her in coins for a cool drink.
Oh,
and so she said, Jesse, you can take the 20 rand. And my heart sank even more. And I was just like, how much worse can it get?
I just wanted to say, you've got to give yourself high five for that, though. You've raised girls that immediately see, look, we need to now pull together as a family. And that's what your daughter actually did. I know that it's heartbreaking for you, but also at the same time, give yourself a high five. You've raised an amazing daughter who took that 20 rand and said, we're going to pull together as a family and we're going to do this together, Dad.
And empathy.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And just in light of that, I think just also the outreach from the community, just all the messages and the love and the support has been amazing, you know. I'm worlds apart from where I was when that incident happened.
Wow.
I don't feel alone. It's been amazing just how many people have been touched. I mean, not just in South Africa. I've been getting messages from overseas.
Incredible.
So it's really ignited something. And then,
Justin,
on that point. Yeah,
Before we even get there, now you get to the garage, right? And some of these garages have empty containers, thank goodness. You are obviously hoping to get 20 rands worth of petrol to at least just get you to the school.
Exactly, yes.
And then this guy, Warren, right?
That's correct, yeah, Warren.
So this guy, Warren, so then they fold up the canister with, what does it take, 5 liters?
Yeah, so initially I only had 20 rand in coins, and I was just looking for a small little bottle, right, which was hard because there wasn't anything. And then I saw like at one of the petrol bays, the pumps, there was a little empty Coke bottle inside there. So I reached into the bin to grab that. Yeah, can you believe it, eh?
And then but 20 rand buys a liter,
not even.
Are you serious?
Yeah, under a liter.
So with that 20 rand, you don't even get a liter of petrol.
No.
So you don't even need a big canister. As you're saying, you need a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. A small little bottle just to be able to get him. Like, yes. I think it was like 2 days away to school. So this guy, he got a 5 liter. Mm. He filled it up. I still reached out to give the 20 rand. The guy shook his head. He said, no, he's paying for it.
Wow.
I was looking to see where he is. He was in the store, and that's what it really hard, you know.
Yes,
I couldn't believe. I asked for 20 rand. This guy's filling up a 5 liter, and then after he filled up the 5 liter, I'm running towards my car with the girls because they're crying. I need to get them to school. Hopefully, she doesn't miss her bus because she's got an outing.
Yeah.
So I'm running with the girls back to the car. And while I'm busy running, I'm looking for Warren. Warren sees me, comes running towards me. Oh. He reaches out his hand as if to shake my hand, you know. But he snuck what I didn't know at the time. I just felt it was a piece of paper when he shook my hand. You know, you just snuck it quietly. You didn't, you know, stick it out for everyone to see and taunt it like, hey, yeah, I'm giving him $100. You know, he snuck it in my hand. He looked me in my eyes, and I knew he had given me something. I knew at the time I thought it was like 10 rand or 20 rand. He shook my hand. I took it, you know, in the same secret way, quickly put it in my pocket without looking, because he obviously didn't want, you know, the world to know that he's giving me $100.
Oh.
And I gave him a hug. And I still, to this day, I'll never forget just the look, you know, just looking him in his eyes when he looked at me. There was just a sense of brother and just, I don't know. Man. I didn't even know it was 100 rand at the time, but it was this gesture, goodness. You know, I think. If it was 10 rand or 20 rand, I think
exactly.
It's the heart behind
exactly.
What he did that really, really moved me. And I gave him a hug and I just said, hey, brother. I just said, hey, thanks, brother. And I gave him a hug and then I ran with my girls. To the car because they, you know, in hysterics, and got in the car, and then I reached in, grabbed it out, looked in my hand. There was $100.
Oh my soul! It's like a movie. Yeah. I tell you what, I've got tears in my eyes. This is just a beautiful story. What a beautiful, beautiful story of South Africans.
Yeah.
Just and this Warren guy. And you know what? It's not like he's some, with all due respect, a doctor or. You know,
CEO,
stopped along with those shiny cars who are hooting at you. This is a guy who's working very hard for the money he gets. These petrol attendants work long hours. That's amazing. I want to desperately try and get him on the line as well. But just quickly, I'm running out of time here and such a beautiful story, Justin.
So
you started a Backer Buddy.
That's correct. So we have now officially launched a Backer Buddy. So many people from all over, I mean, like I said to you, not even just in South Africa, have been, you know, looking at ways how they can help us. So I am an entrepreneur at heart, and I've been thinking, what can I do to keep this message alive? You know, because viral moments die and fade, and if without momentum, you know, it will die out, you know, and less people. And so I've been really just putting my heart and soul into what can I do to keep this message alive and not just touch the millions of people that have heard it, but even more millions than what we have.
Sure.
And so I came up with the idea with a platform that aligns with just my experience and what's happened and Ubuntu and kindness and hope and love. And so, yeah, we've put together a platform. We've put together the Back a Buddy campaign. So anyone listening to this, if you really want to just help, reach, like I know people want to also just help Warren directly by going to the Back a Buddy campaign and any donation that you make, whether it be 20 Rand, 20,000
sure.
Rand, any amount, will also go to helping Warren change his life directly, because he's going to be part of the movement,
amazing.
Part of the platform. This will transform his life for the better, and we can use this platform to transform, to impact many other people's lives, So the idea with the platform is to keep this message of hope and kindness alive and to reward people for every act of kindness. So in essence, creating kindness, a form of currency where it gets rewarded and they get points and they get scores and a trusted scoreboard that gets them employment opportunities. And so the whole thing of the platform is just to keep, reward kindness, keep kindness flowing and the acts of kindness. So many people already have reached out to me in the hundreds and hundreds.
Justin, that's a beautiful story. And I'm going to stop you there. I've got to go into the news, but it's a beautiful story. And you are so right. Don't let the story end with whatever the next viral comes our way. Let's remind people that sometimes it doesn't feel like doing the right thing is the one that gets rewarded, but it is. Absolutely is. And we need to remind people of that. Small random acts of kindness, just being a human, just being mensch, just is actually rewarding. And even if it's not just about money, I'm sure
exactly.
Warren also that day
money.
Went home and told the story and went to bed feeling good that night,
really
because he did something. He changed someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the course of someone's morning. Justin, I'm going to try and get Warren up and talk about this some more a little bit later. Thank you for sharing your story. Keep going. All the best for the future to you, Justin.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, so if we can get this platform up and running, it will definitely impact, it will keep it alive and just impact millions of people's lives,
We'll punt it for you, my friend. We'll punt it for you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Like you said, you don't need money. It's just about the perspective and just seeing your every stranger as your brother and sister. I think that's the biggest thing of how eternal change,
Good message, my friend. Thank you very much. Justin Roderick on the line there from Four Ways in Johannesburg. Beautiful, beautiful story. I'm going to try and get that petrol attendant up as well. Warren, let's catch up with him.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
It's like it's going to be a beautiful week.
Yes, it does.
And it starts with stories like the one of Justin and Warren. Mm-hmm. Justin, the dad. And the way that he also shared very openly about the battle and the struggles that he's having, and spoke very, there's so much to the story.
Yes.
Firstly, just being honest and saying to people, you know what? Me, this dad here,
I'm struggling,
is going through a tough time.
Yeah.
And it's tough because I've got two young daughters and the show must go on for them. Anyway, ran out of petrol. And then this other guy, Warren Bebe, just showed so much kindness. Compassion is just ridiculous. I love the story, and it's such a simple thing. Warren, good morning. How are you?
Good in yourself.
Ah, I'm so well. All the better for hearing your story. We spoke to Justin earlier. He told us the whole story. Ran out of petrol, came there with 20 Rand. We kind of figured out along the way, 20 Rand does not even get you a litre.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I was thinking he's going to go with his 20 Rand and he's going to get one of those 5-litre canisters. That's not 20 Rand. That's like $100 probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, and then you decided to help out. When they came to you, it was him and his daughters, right?
Yes.
And you looked at them and you were like, do you see this often? People run out of petrol and they want to come and get a canister to go and fill up there, to put something in?
I'm struggling to hear you.
Oh, dear.
Say that again.
Struggling to hear us.
Oh, no. Yeah. That is just awful.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? No. I was saying, does this kind of thing happen often?
Yeah, a lot of people do come through, especially when they get stuck or they need help. Just that this is actually the only one time that someone like spoke out to the public about it.
I suppose. Gotcha. Yeah, it happens, but very few people speak out about it because it's embarrassing running out of petrol, but it does happen. Well, you decided not for this family, not for that day. Mm. What made you be so kind to them?
Okay, firstly, all I can say is that for me, myself, I was actually raised by a good family and people that taught me how to be good to others. And when he walked in and I saw those two girls crying, that's one thing that actually hit me. Oh. But you know what, I put myself in this man's shoes that what if I it was me, you know, and I come to a place and I look for help and I don't get it. You know, even when he walked out to get that fuel container, I thought to myself, this is not enough to get this person wherever he wants to go.
Yeah.
Yes, like,
for us to sell you something that is less than a liter is something else.
Yeah.
You know.
And then you decided to give him some more.
That's what made me do it. Yeah, actually, I went to my supervisor and I told him that, you know what, can you please fill up this container? Then I left. He didn't know who was filling that thing, the container for him.
Wow.
I could see him there outside pointing, like lifting up hands. Then the guy was like, no, relax. There's a guy there inside, paid for you.
Oh.
You know?
That is just amazing.
He was lazy, actually. He didn't actually even come to the store to say, thank you guys, I'm leaving. Like, he thanked the guys outside and he was walking away, like running with their daughters. Then I came out and called him. That's when I handed him the $100.
No. Oh, you know? That is amazing. Do you have do you have a family? Do you have kids?
Come again?
Do you have kids? Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
So you could relate to this. It could happen to anybody at any given point in time.
Yeah, like a father to a father. And I have a baby girl, so it's a different thing.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Sure. Well, Warren, you inspired a whole country because you reminded us of the goodness and the kindness of South Africans. Incredible moment.
Yes.
Because you know what? This is what we need. We get so negative with the news. There's so many things happening that get us all bogged down and negative. And then you hear a story like this and you don't know this guy. You don't know his family. All you could do is just humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that you could relate as a father, as another man who's supposed to be earning the money and looking after his kids. So thank you for inspiring us.
Yeah, I mean, just need to be kind to one another. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Be kind. You know?
Be kind to one another. That's all. As simple as that. I want to put on a t-shirt.
Yes.
Because it's so simple and it's worth remembering. No, seriously, I think someone should just print a t-shirt that says, just be kind to one another.
Yeah.
And then just quote unquote, Warren Bebe.
Yeah.
How about that? Warren, you must have a fantastic day. I know that Justin told me he started a backer buddy to pay it forward and we'll definitely be contributing towards that as well. Just to say thank you and just to be inspired. We love the story so much. And you and your garage, let me tell you, I hope I've put in petrol there someday.
Yes.
Just to feel the love back.
Yes, absolutely.
Warren, I love to have you guys here.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Take care of yourself and your beautiful family and your kid there. And thanks again for doing this and inspiring South Africa. You're a great South African. We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy. Cheers, Warren. Cheers, hey. Bye-bye. Oh, what a story. We'll put up the details of that backer buddy, the ripple effect, as Justin calls it.
Yeah.
We'll put it up on our social media so you can also just get involved. Because these are the stories, quite frankly, that should be a lot louder than some other people in this country. That just sow negativity and divide. Good on you, Warren.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.